On the air.
Back. Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work? Explore new career options in the fintech industry at Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields, 4.5-day work week, an attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Currency.
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 Yes. Currency.
So we did the math the other day, Shafe. When you get the half day, they get 7 weeks of paid vacation.
Wow.
7 weeks of paid vacation. Imagine starting that one off. Also, like, hey, what do you get? So is there any sort of like time off? Well, you get 7 weeks paid. That's a pretty good deal.
Because it's the equivalent of having all those half days.
All those half days that add up. Seven.
You see that math?
That's good. You crunch
that's
numbers.
Actually,
and you know what?
Pretty impressive.
That's why you belong. That's why you belong in the fintech business. Is that that's
got
like
crunch
I said
numbers.
So Shafe, have you ever been out to Sand Hills Global?
Yeah, actually, as bizarre as this sounds, my sister-in-law used to do some part-time work for them, and they would give everybody a ham at Easter. And I went and picked up the ham for her one time because she was in Omaha.
The story just got way better.
Yeah.
So they're doing
the only time I've been out there is I went and picked up a ham.
So they're doing
very pleasant people, and they gave me a ham. It
they're
was pretty
financing
cool.
They have this whole new fintech currency. And they're giving out hams. This is
maybe
incredible.
They don't do that anymore, but they definitely did.
I'm going to tell you right now, Carson Shaw could get you a ham.
How did they present it to you?
Yeah, did it come like in a box? Yeah, what was the,
so it was in like a it was in like a nice bag.
The story
with
is
the
amazing.
Name on it. You had to like check in and get your ham.
A ham in a bag.
Yeah, it was a good ham. It was a good
was it a spiral.
Ham.
Was a spiral.
It was a spiral ham.
Oh, yeah. I knew a spiral. I knew it was Carson.
Spiral ham?
Yeah, you knew Carson.
We ate it for Easter 2022.
This is incredible.
Yeah.
Was there a line?
Yeah, I walked in and I said who I was picking it up for and was directed to the table. I mean, it was one of those where I think like it goes by the last name. So you're
was there just a wall of hams behind you?
No, I wish. That would have been pretty cool.
There's a wall
you
of
just,
hams.
You got to go pick your ham.
you picked your ham out yourself?
You know, and they have like the little ladders on wheels like you see at the libraries where it'll just swing from side to side.
Like to see where
you
else.
Get to go up this to go pick out your ham. Yeah.
Where else
that'd have been cool.
That'd have been cool if you'd met this.
Now that's a story.
I'd like 13D, please, is my ham. 13D.
No, the one right next to it.
Now I'm imagining a ham vending machine.
Oh.
That's what it feels like.
I thought I was just amazed that I was out there and toured the place, and then Shafe just
they're giving, out, they're giving out hands.
He went and picked up a hand. Was there a line?
No. I mean, there was people, but it was orderly. I mean, they
of course it was orderly.
As you walk in, they had it.
Sand Hills Global.
You know, you kind of knew there was a sign that said ham pickup, and it pointed to the direction.
There was a sign for ham pickup.
Ham pickup.
And you wonder why things are going good. How about this one? 7 weeks paid vacation, and also have your family whip out and get a ham.
Ham.
Yeah. Thank you.
Sounds like incredible.
Okay.
Ham. He went out there.
He went out there to get a ham.
Go.
It was requested of me.
I'm going to say this right now. If they do it again and you go to pick it up, I want to ride along.
Okay.
Just call me. I'll meet you at, what's that, Down the Hatch?
Yeah.
I'll meet you at Down the Hatch and we'll go over and get the ham.
Where's Down the Hatch?
This is going well for us. I like this. Yeah. I like this for us quite a bit.
Yeah, I like this for us. It'll be a good day. We'll make a day of it.
Yeah.
We'll make a day.
We can definitely make a day of it started at
Down the Hatch in the Highlands near Sand Hills Global.
Oh, it's right there.
Yes. It's a bar.
There's an Amigos right across. There's an Amigos right across.
You're unfamiliar.
Down the Hatch, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't make it.
Everyone knows where Down the Hatch is. I think that's one of those kind of a standard places.
I did not. I've never heard of it.
Huh.
It's one of the first bars I think I frequented after turning 21 because it's over by where I kind of lived
that era.
At that point in time. So,
well, you lived over in the Highlands?
Yeah. Not kind of Highlands adjacent. I don't want to misrepresent.
I wish you wouldn't.
I can't believe you got a ham with a sign. Ham pickup.
Ham pickup.
Thank you, Sand Hills Global. Get involved. Currency, fintech, Carson Shot.
GoCurrency.com/careers. Okay, we got some questions for Shafer from the text line.
Hit him.
464-5685.
What's a ham question?
Maybe later on.
Spiral.
Question for Mike. What impact have you seen on the recruiting trail already from the peer recruiting from Trey Taylor? That's Christian from Austin, Texas, who says, by the way, horns down.
Oh, look at that. I can't say that I can see a lot of peer recruiting impact. I know he talked to Brian Christopherson here. Brian had a nice story over the weekend about just kind of Trey Taylor and his journey to ending up with Nebraska. And I know that peer recruiting is going to be a big part of it. There's a lot of 2027s Nebraska's already brought to campus. There's more guys that are going to be coming back this summer. I would imagine Trey Taylor is going to be over multiple times this summer just because he's going to be that kind of guy, wants to be involved in the peer recruiting process. I wish that I had like specific names, but there's nobody that I would feel like particularly comfortable. Just know that if Nebraska is involved in the recruitment of someone and it's high profile enough that it's ending up being discussed on Twitter or whatever else, you can pretty much rest assured Trey Taylor's trying to dive into the DMs there and talking up Nebraska to whoever he can and whoever wants to listen.
Okay, move on.
Rolling on. Somebody has a non-Nebraska question for you. Eric says, can you ask Schaefer how bad the Vikings will be this year? Brother-in-law's a big fan. Are we concerned, Schaefer?
I'm not super excited. They have a loaded roster, but you don't know what you have at quarterback, and that schedule is absolutely unrelenting and brutal. So, and the NFC North is really good.
I can't imagine you feel great about having back-to-back games overseas. I mean, they play, what, Dublin and then...
Yeah, I don't mind that as much. They're playing, because those are two of their... You hate to phrase it like this, but those are two games where you anticipate they have a better chance of winning against Pittsburgh and the Browns.
That's okay, phraseology.
But it's just one of those where you'd probably like to play them in the United States if you get the opportunity.
Hold on, where are they going?
They're
going to
play in Dublin and London in back-to-back weeks. That, yeah. The first NFL team.
God.
Maybe the Jaguars have done it.
But the Jags always play.
They play in London.
Yeah, so it's the first time an NFL team has played in two different countries in back-to-back weeks that aren't the United States and England.
Does anyone know this, Schaefer? You're the NFL, you and Jake Sorensen. Is there a player compensation that also helped? When they have this meeting, hey, guys, we're going to go overseas. We're going to play two games back-to-back, two different countries. Oh, and by the way, we also get to compensate you. It's an extra, whatever, $200,000 or $100,000, whatever. If I'm a player, I'm like going, we're going over there. We're going over there for one reason, for the NFL to make money.
Yeah.
That's what it's for.
Hmm. Well, and then you have to, like, so for the Vikings, you're going to go over. You're going to be there for, like, 2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
You're going to get early, yeah. And then you're just there the entire time. Mm-hmm. You're adjusting body clockwise, all of that. Yeah. You finish your game again against Pittsburgh, and then you have another week and another Sunday again. So then you're in London for an entire week.
Wow.
So I think for the Vikings, they were in discussions of bringing over multiple planes that included family members and others, so like players wouldn't.
I would imagine the NFL is paying for a lot of stuff to get them to do this.
I don't know the specifics on, like, if there's a stipend. I'm sure they're compensated with a per diem of some sort.
Oh, yeah, they're going to get that. But I just wonder if it's like, if I'm a rookie, I'm going like, hey, by the way, I'm getting an extra $100,000. I just made the team, and I'm an undrafted free agent. Okay, let's get down. I'm down with this.
You're probably pretty excited about,
that. Get. But if I'm Justin Jefferson, I'm like going, what do we do? Because this is all for one thing. What is it? The NFL.
Yeah.
And it's not for – and the Vikings are the next ones in line to get something from
this. For the league to continue its branding and mission to – I mean, there's going to be an international team.
You don't get anything 10 years from now if someone says – it's like that, hey, listen, we want to give you some more compensation because you went over and played back. Nope, they don't care.
Global game, Bill.
Yeah.
Global game.
No, I agree with it. I just wonder now, is it also like, hey, FYI, the next team up that's doing this is you. And the next team up is you. We're all doing it. We're just happening. The Vikings are the ones doing it first.
Yeah.
Going to Dublin.
I'd go back to Dublin.
Yeah, I was going to say, Jake's been there.
I was hopeful that Dublin
was playing. Are they playing in the same stadium? Do we know?
Yes, it has to be. What else would there be in Dublin?
I've never been to Dublin. Maybe it's full of a possible
I don't think that there's another stadium besides Aviva Stadium to play in. It's got to be Aviva. It has
I would think so.
It has to be.
I just now realize I'm the only one at the table that hasn't been to Dublin.
You're going
to... You've been to Iceland, though.
I have been to Iceland.
You have been to Iceland. Close.
We did discuss.
Jake really enjoyed Dublin.
I'd like to go back every year if I could.
I'd like Nebraska to head back there.
I did not read this, but this is from Genghis, and you guys mentioned this.
The Genghis!
Off the air. Genghis says, does Schaefer have a take on the Ari Wasserman article on Matt Rhule. Did you see this at all or not?
I did not see this, by the way.
Do you know what he's talking about?
I haven't read the article. I am familiar with the hubbub that happened last night.
How come I'm
help
not...
Help us with the hubbub.
Yeah, yeah. It was Let's online hub. Hubbub.
Let's hub.
Okay, now I'm just going to...
So if you were aggressively being offline last night, you
No, I wasn't.
Wouldn't.
I was working on a preview on Michigan State, and I was being informed by a couple of our writers that there's a flare-up.
Yeah.
But I said
Give
to them...
Give us the hubbub here.
I have to write this, and I'm watching the Knicks, so I'll deal with this tomorrow.
So your company, On3,
employs
R.A. Wasserman, right?
He's a columnist.
Yep.
A national type column.
He, well, first, earlier in the day, there was a tweet from the On3 social media pulling a quote from Matt Rhule saying that he wanted 40 teams in the college football playoff
off
from a podcast.
Yeah.
And so I think it stemmed from that. And then Wasserman ends up writing a column about how there shouldn't be so many teams in the playoffs. And this is the premise of the column. I have not read it. I want to.
Oh,
I can't summarize the actual column.
Cliff notes.
But in his like tweet, he sort of takes a shot at Matt Rhule, saying that there shouldn't be more teams. Teams just need to be better to getting into the. And then Sean sort of interjected,
Sean Callahan,
saying that this was all taken out of context. And then it just became like the latest Nebraska media thing.
God, I'm glad I missed that. I'll look into it today.
So the only thing that I saw,
I think you're fine having missed. I think everyone is fine having missed.
I didn't strike me as something I need. It was when I don't like to get involved in another writer's situation.
Sure.
You know.
So the only thing was this written, but I saw one, whether it be blurb, I guess the one thing that came across, and it was, and I think it was from Coach Rhule about. The difference, and I think the thing that he made a big point about was in the difference between those conferences that play nine and those that play eight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's probably what got things.
Yeah, and it as far as I am to understand it, and Steve was in the actual conversation. It was made in like a jest. It was like
he's joking around. So I was kind of like, well, okay, what's
and
going
so
on?
Then I think because it got turned into a poll quote on social media, and because we as society lack. Less media literacy than ever. People just assume that this was like a real quote. I mean, it's no different than Paul Feinbaum last year going after Matt Rhule for saying that the Big Ten, that Matt Rhule thinks it's the best conference in the country and that they could get up to four teams or, you know, maybe even more. And Paul Feinbaum had like, he
stay in your lane
down over that. Yeah.
Stay in your lane,
which is whatever. I don't need to share my thoughts on Paul Feinbaum. Nobody needs it, but.
That's May. It's May.
Yeah, no, it definitely wasn't the off season. It's too
but
long.
But if somebody made a quote,
that's how I felt yesterday when all of this was going.
Yeah.
You know, if the new head coach at Purdue said we should get 40 in, I wouldn't even have read anything past that. Like, well, no, he's not saying anything. That's because right now it's like
40.
Everybody right now says 16 is like a little absurd.
Yeah, he wasn't really serious about 40. I hope you understand that.
It was a jest.
Yeah.
He was joking.
40.
It's just like I said, I mean, it's one of those things that it gets put out there in a context that conveys that he's serious and people just run with the
idea.
Oh,
is that what they, that was the deal?
Yeah, that's how, that was.
40 was completely in jest.
Yeah, and nobody that didn't listen to the podcast would know that if all they were going off of is the social media post or the column.
What is every day, Steve?
April Fool's Day.
Every day is April Fool's Day.
Pretty much.
Day.
Bill,
you don't have to.
Every day.
We talked about it on the show. There's no reason for April Fool's jokes anymore.
So I guess every day to answer the question for the Big Ten tournament, they're at least giving us games that don't matter, but it's still sports versus conjecture.
Yeah.
So there's
something
better
to
about
that. Yes, yeah. Than just having, let's just have somebody come
athletic
on.
Athletic competition versus people talking about themselves talking about athletic competition. Yeah. So.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Close your eyes and imagine what you look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. There's no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. HIMS.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
There is some truth to that.
April Fools. Michigan State's playing Oregon today for nothing.
Yes.
April Fools.
what are they in? Well, they're in the Big Ten tournament. So if they win, they advance?
No.
No. I want you to think of that one right there.
State's done
they're in the Big Ten tournament, and if they win, do they advance then?
No.
No.
They're going home.
When they know right now, their flights are set, just so you know. They know when they're going home. The plane is ready to go.
Quick what,
is this
possible.
An April Fool's joke? Yeah,
no,
it's a tournament format.
It's great. So the last couple of days, there's four teams that knew when they played they couldn't advance. That's correct. But just good team unity. And I guess Oregon's going to pitch their first baseman against them to see.
They should.
Why is that an April Fool's joke?
No, it's the Big Ten tournament.
Yeah. Every day is April Fool's.
That's what it's gotten to this point. Yeah. Let's play the game. So give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels.
I'm out.
Bagels and
no,
Joe.
I mean, not really.
Schaefer Lifeline for Sip today. Today's topic is quarterbacks of national championship teams.
Okay.
Of the past. The starting
I like
quarterbacks.
The topic.
Are we in the 70s?
We are not in the 70s.
Is the show.
If you know your quarterbacks of national championship teams, call us at 464-5685. Shut Up Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Lickdown Sip and Schaefer in trivia today.
That's my favorite thing we say there.
Quarterbacks of national championship teams. We have James. James, how do you feel about quarterbacks of national title teams today?
Oh, I think okay.
Feels okay. Jake, you feel good?
I feel good.
Sip feels all right about this?
Jake, you know this is high potential for embarrassment for me.
I wish you would name. I would never miss one if you named the player. I would get the team.
Right.
Mm. That would be a layup, but I could lock up on a name.
Yeah. All right. Well, James, first question goes to you. Who was the quarterback of the 2002 Ohio State National Championship team in football?
Cardale Jones.
Cardale was in 2014.
I have this if you.
Oh, want. I would. Okay, now just let me make sure I don't know it. I do. I can see the man.
I can see.
He's a blonde-haired man. He's a white man.
It is. Yep.
I don't know his name.
His big play was against Purdue earlier that year on like a. Fourth down.
And something, yeah.
It was a huge touchdown pass.
And his name is?
Craig Krenzel.
Would you have got that? I did not have it. I will say this.
That's a hard one. That's not one of those layups.
It's a layup because that is like one of those foundational, I remember that Miami-Ohio State, like that was just an outstanding championship game.
It was.
And I kind of just remember Miami's run that whole year.
1-0 lead for Sip. Schaefer's out, so it's all you now, Sip. Who was the quarterback of the 2004 USC National Championship team?
Oh,
04 team.
Wait a second. USC?
USC.
He's a broadcaster now, and he's tall with black hair. No, I mean, not. Is that right?
No hints.
It's possibly won a Heisman Trophy.
I like that hair is your go-to for the description.
Of everyone. You can't miss this
5
one.
Seconds.
I'm going to miss it. The name's not coming. My engine is not firing
five,
at all. I'm locked up.
Four.
This is incredible.
Three.
I'm locked
this
up.
Because Krenzel was really difficult. Two. This was the easiest one you bike.
Is this a Heisman Trophy winner?
One.
Yeah.
He's tall. I've met him. Yeah.
You got no seconds left.
Yeah,
I can't say his name.
All right. Horns. Do you want this one, James, or not?
Yeah, I'll take it. It's Matt
Leinart.
Matt
Leinart. Just met him.
Brilliant.
Just met him.
Now,
you're Indiana.
Back to tied and Schaefer's out.
Yeah, it's not good.
You didn't get that.
Leinart, he's on TV.
I shook his hand in Indiana.
Wow. Yeah.
with Brady Quinn and your friend Urban Meyer.
1-1 tie. Back to you, James, for the lead.
Who Matt Leinart is his name.
Who was the quarterback of the 2006 Florida National Championship team? 06.
06. 06. That's a tough one.
Well, he's right in front of me. I can see
him. Is it Tim Tebow?
No.
No.
I can see him.
Tebow was the next one name for them.
Schaefer?
Schaefer can't help you, though.
Yeah, no, it's after Sipple makes his correct guess.
Pass.
That would be Chris Leak.
Ooh, really hard.
Chris Leak.
Really hard one, Jake.
Tebow played a little bit, I think, on that team. Came in for some like special packages. But he was the quarterback. He was.
Chris Leak was the guy.
Yeah.
Leak is a hard one.
Yeah.
I think James had two tough questions today, but Schaefer got Krenzel right.
All right, this is another one.
Chance. This is for the win, but if you missed this, James can steal. Who was the quarterback of the 2009 Alabama National Championship team?
Another white guy. I think he actually went on to play for the Bengals. I think it's Mick something. Maybe not.
Nick something?
No, Mick.
Mick. Oh, Mick something.
Littler guy, white, black hair, not a big arm, but pretty accurate.
Come on.
5 seconds, please.
Played for the Bengals.
Five. Four.
Don't have a name. Three. Charlie Daniels.
Charlie Daniels. No.
Locked up. Did I describe him correctly?
You don't have to take this if you don't want, James. Up to you.
Pass.
It'd be Greg McElroy. You're thinking about A.J. McCarron.
You're thinking McCarron, yeah.
I was thinking about McCarron.
Yeah.
McElroy's not
if I
black.
Had to have guessed, I would have went McElroy. I would have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This goes to...
I was thinking A.J. McCarron. When was he?
He would have been the quarterback after McElroy.
Yes, ooh, right
he
after
won
him.
Two.
Yep.
Oh.
This goes to you, James. Alabama beat Texas 37-21 in the 2010 title game of the 09 season. How many yards did Greg McElroy throw for in that game for Alabama? They won 37-21.
What year was that?
This is the 09 season, but the 2010 title. James.
From right.
How many yards?
Do I have to nail this or is this an over?
No, you put the number.
If you had to pick, if you had to get the exact number, that'd be hard.
I need a number for you, James.
287.
287 yards.
What do you
is
think?
The guess.
What are you saying? Show it to me. I think it's this. Oh, about I'm out. I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have done that.
What did you write down?
I didn't write anything down because I didn't know.
He says 287 yards.
Bill's saying lower. I'm saying over.
You're saying with Bill. You're saying over 287.
Greg McElroy, I think it was 30. They ran the ball like 100 times.
He had 58 passing yards.
Yeah, I was gonna... You said over.
I said 310.
Yeah, 310.
He was 6 for 12. He had 6 completions. They had 37 points in the game.
Yeah.
Is that the first quarter number?
No, that's the whole game. They ran for about 250 yards that game.
Texas never really had a chance.
They had a pick 6 in that game, too. But James,
what was the number you put out?
He put out 287. You went over. It was 58.
Right away, what did I say?
Under. Nice win, James. Congrats.
That's a horrifying
loss. Hey, I want to give a shout-out to all the students and teachers with their last day of school today.
Hey, the teachers.
Nice.
Shout-out to
James,
the teachers.
Thank you for that. Thank you, James.
Appreciate that.
I just dropped off 3 eighth graders that are ready for high school next year.
Okay.
That's
awesome. 3 eighth graders going to high school.
Thank
as
you, James.
As traditions change, because back in our day, from start to finish, the end of school was water balloons. Water balloons made an appearance.
I think they have changed.
That has changed.
Things have changed.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't recall water balloons being part of my last day of school at any point.
Any point. Oh, it was every day.
I had a
squirt guns
time.
And water balloons.
One time I had water balloons.
That was very normal to have water balloons come out the last day of school. And then there would be driving around Pender with people throwing water balloons at people. And that was it's
fun.
At cars. And it was and people riding in the back of pickups.
Good clean fun, good, literally.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you get hit by water.
Clean fun. Yes.
Can anybody else chime in? Was that only Pender water balloons?
Well, Beatrice did.
And
did
squirt
it,
guns,
did,
water balloons.
Columbus was water balloons.
I did
a little bit of water.
Sixth grade, I had that Beatrice water balloons. So you're not alone, Bill.
Thank you.
You're not alone.
Anyone else chime in?
Hey, you're not alone.
You're not alone. I like hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah. I spray tan.
Norris Sanderson says no water balloons at Norris yesterday.
Okay.
Nope.
Really?
Somebody says definitely water guns back in the day.
Now, that one's frowned upon to bring any sort of thing that looks like a gun into it. Yeah, that would be one of the things of... No, but that was normal, though, back in our day. You brought squirt guns to school. That was common.
That was Henderson,
yeah,
that apparently.
Yeah, everyone brought squirt guns to school. I'm very in on that not going on now.
I am, too.
Yeah, I'm like going, no, that...
I was out on it then. Yeah. I didn't.
I'm just telling you, when you're sitting in class, which happened to me numerous times, remember the one that had, like, the knuckles? You could, like, put the thing right between here. Like, but just taking a shot to the face from your buddy, just sitting in geometry class, also shot to the face, a squirt gun. That's funny.
Hour 3 is next, an early break on the ticket.